It's Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast presented by Sharpologist.
Welcome back to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Andrew, and also with me is your host, Joe. Welcome back, Joe.
Good to be back.
Great to have you on the show. And it's so nice to have a co-host. I don't feel awkward sitting alone in the studio anymore. I have somebody to talk to. My wife always asks me who I'm talking to when I'm in here, and I'm always like, oh, it's myself. I don't have to say that anymore. Well, today on the show, we're talking, of course, about the latest products and developments in both the industry and the artisan community, including a new Kickstarter that claims to save your blades. We don't want to shave the blades. Save the blades.
We're also going to be discussing subscription boxes, their costs and benefits, and who they're for.
Which is really interesting because we've seen a lot of these boxes come out. Everything from boxes for your dog, bark box, to fashion boxes. I really want to have that conversation. Also, how young is too young to start shaving? As the medical community rushes to solve the case of early onset puberty, should 10-year-olds really be given razors by their parents?
And last but not least, it's the holiday season, so it's time to start talking about gift giving. How do you give the gift of traditional shave?
Which is, it's not an easy conversation. Joe, have you ever tried to talk to your friends about wet shaving and they just kind of give you that sideways glance?
Yeah, I mean, most of my friends aren't really into traditional wet shaving. Some of them do, in fact, think I'm a little crazy.
Right. I've tried a couple times and I think I've converted maybe one of my friends. The rest of them just think I don't have my head screwed in reality, but okay. We also have a new giveaway coming up, so keep listening for the details of that giveaway. That'll be here in a little bit. And once again, our show is presented by the wonderful Sharpologist.com. They have great articles for wet shaving tips and tricks. They have men's grooming and fashion articles, so if you're looking to find that best dressed look for the holidays or the Christmas party, check out Sharpologist.com. They have plenty of wonderful stuff there for you. And also, articles that'll just pull out the gentleman in you. Figure out how to be more gentlemanly, you know, comb over hair, those kinds of nice uptick gentleman style. They'll have that information for you there. Well, let's get on to the news. Ready, Joe?
I'm ready. After a long wait, Clubman Pinata has finally released its new products for 2015. The release was dated November 15th, 2015, but the pre-orders are strongly encouraged throughout the month of November. Some of these items include new shave creams featuring the classic Clubman scent, a head shave gel made specifically for head shavers, a new pre-shave oil, and a very popular new shave soap with a beard and tattoo oil added to the mix. So to help promote these items, Clubman has offered them at a discount, prices ranging from $6.95 to $9.95 each, and are available through their website. As we all know, Clubman Pinata has been in business since 1810 and has served as a major player in the wet shaving world with its classic scents and products.
Clubman, of course, is classic. Do you think this is them trying to grow and capture the wet shaving market? Because a lot of this stuff seems very geared towards traditional wet shaving, and that seems relatively new. How do you perceive this, Joe?
I definitely think that they're looking at the recent interest in wet shaving and the increase in artisans, and they're just trying to jump in and maybe get part of that market share. I'm not going to lie, I did order a few of the products myself, and I'm waiting for them to come in.
Now, I want to know how good they are. I mean, Clubman Pinata is a very classic scent. I know a lot of older gentlemen kind of grew up with it, and it's even to the point that Phoenix, I think, even actually made a soap based off of the scent. Phoenix and Sterling, and I think there was one other that actually has in their line variants of the classic their variants of the classic Clubman scent in their line. So I'm excited to see how those turned out.
I mean, it's a classic scent. We all everybody's grandfather probably smelled like Club Med at one point, and now it's the resurrections of wet shavings given the increase. It's just, it's off the chain right now. It's going all over the place.
It just goes to show that was fashionable then, once again becomes fashionable at some point in the future. I guess that's all it is. Well, a new Kickstarter called BLE, or Blade Life Extender, has developed a patent-pending formula that claims to extend the life of shaving blades. BLE has been independently tested by Consumer Reports through two trials over a time period of 56 days. 92% of test subjects claimed their shaves were still comfortable, compared to 6% using regular creams over whatever time period this trial defined. And at the time of this publication, Blade Life Extender has raised $550 of a $200,000 goal. So we may not see this product come into store shelves. It looks like it's falling a little short of their goal. But Joe, Blade Life Extender, who is this geared for? Is this, I mean, my blades cost me 10 cents a pop. I don't care if they last only three or four shaves. Is this geared towards us in the wet shaving community, or is this more geared towards cartridge shavers?
Definitely geared toward the cartridge shavers. Let's be honest, we probably won't be seeing this item anytime soon. I'm not sure how it could be safe, if it can actually, you know, claim of what it does actually extend the life of your blade. It's pretty questionable.
Now, I made a misnomer a second ago, and I want to fix that. And Joe, you might feel differently than me. If you do, please let me know. I said the wet shaving community. I want to call out there really quick. I believe very strongly in the difference between a wet shave and a traditional shave. I know a lot of our listeners are hybrid shavers using brushes and soaps or creams and a cartridge shave. And a lot of our listeners are traditional shavers using all of the above plus a straight or DE razor. So I want to make that clear. When I say wet shaving, I am not necessarily discounting wet shavers who hybrid shave. I am talking specifically about the process of using a brush and cream. Anything beyond that to me is a traditional shave. I don't know if you feel differently, Joe.
I agree 100%.
Sweet. So sorry if I offended anyone. Not trying to offend anyone. Traditional shaving, I don't think it's geared towards.
So we have some news from the Italian Barber. The Italian Barber has announced the latest safety razor from Fatip, the Testina Gentle, which translated to English means gentle head. It is now available for sale on their website. It features a...
Now, is Fatip a brand of Italian Barber? I don't think I've heard of them before.
I've really never heard of them before either. Just recently, they came out with a safety razor within the last few years, a regular traditional safety razor, and now they've come out with a new line. I'm not sure if it's their own brand or not.
Well, what's new about the new line?
Well, basically, it features a totally new head design that's not as aggressive as the previous models. The new head design flexes the blade more than average, similar to like a Makor 45 or a Razor Rock Baby Smooth. So you're getting more of a flex, so it's a little easier on the skin.
Oh, cool.
And the retail for the razor, I mean, it retails around $32.99 for the standard to more complex handles and stuff, which would be around $45. So it's in line.
So they have like multiple variants.
Yeah, there's about six or seven different kinds of them that I saw on the website.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
As of this publication, there are no reviews, and we will keep you updated once we find out more about it and if it gains more attention.
Well, throughout the past year, there have been concerns regarding the Star Shavings services being delayed and orders being lost. A lot of members through the popular wet shaving forums have kind of come forward with their experiences and concerns for the once popular strop maker. Joe, you contacted Star Shaving directly, right?
Yes, I did. I contacted them via email and phone about 3 weeks ago.
Did we find out any news about what's going on with their business?
No, unfortunately, after several attempts, we haven't received a response. I've tried several times, several emails, and I've heard many, many complaints on the forums and through Facebook regarding lost orders and not being lack of communication.
Now, is this I'm not familiar with Star Shaving. Is this a small company, or is this a fairly? I would imagine it's probably a small artisan-ist business, as most of these strap maker companies tend to be, right?
Yeah, very, very small production. Definitely an artisan. The gentleman made great straps at a really affordable price. Used high quality, made in USA products, great leather. But unfortunately, we don't know what happened to him.
Well, I hope he's okay. To anyone listening, these issues, our artisan community tends to take their products very seriously. So whenever something like this happens, it's usually not for nothing. Sometimes it can be. We've seen instances in the past of I don't want to say foul play, but just we've seen instances in the past where companies have done shady practices that have led to situations like this. But by and large, when stuff like this happens, there tends to be another underlying cause. So to Star Shaving, I hope everything is going on okay with them, or whatever has happened resolves itself soon, because I'm sure it's not for nothing, if that makes any sense.
Yes, guys, and remember that the website is still live and they still are accepting payments, but I highly recommend to contact them directly before you make any purchases, because you might not get what you're trying to purchase.
All right, and onward.
And now Gillette has launched a new product in their Fusion line titled the Pro Shield. This new product adds a protective strip before and after the blades. So according to the article, Gillette studies show men take 170 strokes every shave, with 120 being restrokes over already shaved areas. This strip will help reduce irritation over areas that are shaved with multiple strokes. There will be two varieties, regular and methylated. Now, Andrew, I'm not too familiar with any of the Fusion line products. I haven't purchased any of them or used any of them. What are your take on this?
I don't know where to start with this. I really don't, because 170 strokes every shave using a Gillette Fusion cartridge, 120 being restrokes. That means you're doing at least three passes.
I agree, yeah.
And I thought the point of a cartridge having multiple blades was to eliminate the need for multiple passes. So I guess I'm genuinely lost as to what the benefit now of a cartridge is, because this is published on Business Wire. This was an official press release from Gillette. I get adding a lubricating strip before and after the blades. That's always something that kind of confused me about cartridges, because they don't normally have that. But I'm not going to lie, I am genuinely lost as to why Gillette studies show men take 170 strokes every shave. Because to me, I don't know what to say, Joe. I don't know what to say here.
I don't either. I guess maybe if they add another couple blades to it, make like a Mach 7 or something, maybe it'll be less strokes. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And I don't see anybody doing 170 strokes every shave, 120 being over the same spot. It's just maybe it's another marketing ploy just to start selling some new razors.
Right. And I don't know that I take in a three-pass shave. I mean, the only way I guess this makes sense is if they're talking about strokes per blade, or in a per blade sense, in which case you divide 170 by 5, and that's really how many strokes you're taking. That's the only thing that kind of makes sense to me, is to how that number came around. But I don't want to focus on that too much, because I don't want to sound like I'm bashing Gillette. I'm not trying to. I am just genuinely confused by this study. So from my time using cartridges before I switched to another company, and then before I switched to wet shaving, I can see where the protective strip after the blades makes sense. I just don't understand the rest of the study, and I have read the study, and I'm confused by it.
Oh, so am I.
The Abrams Beard Oil is now available from West Coast Shaving. These items have been available in multiple places throughout the internet, but they've recently been getting some very rave reviews on forums and on YouTube, and so we're glad to see that West Coast Shaving is now carrying them. They have them just in time, of course, for Movember. I know it's towards the end of the month, but they are now available for those keeping their mustache through December. They're of high quality products, and they're all handmade, and they have a lot of fragrances. So West Coast Shaving, Abraham's Beard Oil, now available over there. Go order it. Sounds like a great product. Joe, what's Katie's Bubbles doing?
Katie's Bubbles has introduced 9 new scents for their popular soap this month. While we can't list them all, here are the notables. Spanish Holiday, which is a sweet with hidden notes of coriander, rosewood, and musk. This one sounds really good. Irish Coffee, which contains the scent of sweet, fresh brewed coffee with some of my favorite Irish whiskey. I'm a huge Irish whiskey fan, so this sounds like the soap for me. And
don't need it.
No. Ocean Grove, which contains a delicious blend of fruits, florals, and salty marine notes. These soaps will retail about $20, and they're available now at Katie's website.
And you know, I have not heard a single person who didn't love Katie's Bubbles soaps. I've not come across one person who just didn't love their product. So I've never actually tried them myself.
Stuff. It really works well.
And you know, I've never tried them myself. I would love to. Unfortunately, having recently gotten married, I have to become more frugal with how I spend money because now she sees the checking account. And
yeah, understandable.
Yeah, so I would love to try them, but I hope they see a lot of success with those. The Sharpologist has published a new article, or I should say an updated article, the 10 most popular shaving brushes among readers. It was available this last week. The article features 10 brushes in the order from popular selling websites, a brief description of links to the websites, and general feedback given on popular buying websites such as Amazon. This is the first of several articles that we've seen Sharpologist publish regarding top 10 items. Kind of get a refresh. And it's important to note that these particular articles tend to be based on the links from the Sharpologist's website. So it's the Sharpologist's readers that decide what's the top 10 most popular, because Mantic 59 has a way of tracking metrics. If you click a link on his site, there's a way of tracking the metrics to see where it goes. So read that article. Joe, have you read the article yet?
I have read the article, and I always look forward to any article that Mark comes out with. In fact, I think he's got a couple more of the top 10s that just came out this week that I'm really looking forward to reading.
And it's really interesting, if you read the article, he doesn't even recommend buying the number one brush on the article, which I think is awesome because it shows you just how transparent this article really is. So a couple meetups happening around, right? Is that what I'm reading? Yeah, several meetups. The Big Easy Wet Shaver Meetup is scheduled for December 21st in New Orleans. I love New Orleans. This event will feature several artisans and members of the wet shaving community, and it will serve as a gathering for those to shoot some wet shaving talk and have a drink or two. I love New Orleans. Joe, have you ever been?
I have not been to New Orleans, but I'm itching to go. I really want to be there.
I want to go so bad. The food, the drink. I just love New Orleans cuisine, I guess. I'm a foodie. I like to eat. What's going on in South Florida?
So the South Florida Wet Shavers will be hosting their third meetup this March in Fort Lauderdale. The previous two meetups were very successful. There were numerous raffles, giveaways, and the distribution of custom artisan soaps and aftershaves made specifically for the event. So guys, just to let you know, the South Florida Wet Shavers are, I'm a member of the group, and they are a great group of guys. They're unbelievable experience with wet shaving, and it's just all around a great meetup. So if you're in the area, hit us up at Facebook, and you'll see the link in the notes, and you'll really have a great time. Only the nicest things you could say about these guys.
What I'm just curious, what were the custom artisan soaps and aftershaves that were at the previous events?
Well, the most popular was Miami Libre, which was by Phoenix. And
I've heard great things about that.
Oh, soap. It's unbelievable. It's scents of mojito with Cuban cigar and mint. It's just unbelievable. It's a great soap, and it really speaks South Florida. It really was very, very, very popular. The other soap was made by Ginger's Gardens, which was just unbelievable. Really nice soap. Both soap and aftershaves for everybody. Everybody enjoyed it and pre-ordered it. And then it was available to the general public right after the meetup.
Well, if you know of a plan, of a meetup that's coming up, or if you're planning on attending one, of course, please let us know. No meetup is too big or too small. Reach out to us via Twitter at wetshavingnews or email wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And let us know. No meetup is too small. And you can even reach out to Joe, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. He will also be happy to take your information. So plenty of ways to reach us. Let us know. Let us know what's going on. Joe, what's next on the agenda?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the mail order services, men's grooming mail order services that have really gained popularity in the last few months.
Yeah, let's have a conversation about this, because I have some views that might contrast with yours, and I'm interested to see what you think about it. I love the idea of subscription boxes for certain things, but I don't know that the value is there for me personally in a mail order box. What about you?
To be honest, I have to agree with you. I do not think it's a value-based service. I think it's more of a convenience-based service, to where someone who really doesn't want to take the time to research and just want to buy a set and have a safety razor brush and some blades and some soaps, it is convenient. But as for value-oriented, no, I don't think it is.
And I want to highlight that by saying I'm not against the wet shaving boxes. I think for me, I like, if I'm going to buy a soap, I very rarely buy samples. And I don't know why, but I always feel like if you look at the ounce per dollar, it's always worth it to me to just buy the big version. And if I have to sell it because I don't like it, or I get irritation from it, I always feel like I can sell a once used soap at a higher price than what it would have cost for a sample, if that makes any sense. Like if I buy a jar of Sterling at $12.50 and I use it once, I might be able to resell that jar for like $11, and that's, you know, that's $1.50. But I think their samples are a dollar more than that. So to me, I've never been a fan of samples or small products, and I think that's all that's offered in these mail order boxes.
I would have to agree with you, Andrew. I've personally never tried one of the wet shave mail orders, but I have done Birchbox and a few of those items. It's samples. It's just not much. You get a little taste of what it is, and it is expensive, but it is convenient. So, I mean, it'd be nice. Maybe a gift-giving idea or something like that.
What about our listeners? If you have tried a mail-order wet shaving box, luxury barber, wet shaving club, there's a lot of them out there. If you've tried one, let us know your experiences. We really want to know, what do you like about them? What don't you like about them? Hit us up at Twitter, Wet Shaving News, or email us at wetshavingnews@gmail.com. I really want to know. You can also leave your comments in the box below the player on the Sharpologist website. Let us know, because I'm curious. One other article I really want to touch on before we get to our holiday buying guide. How young is too young to start shaving? Now, I didn't put this in the show notes, Joe, so this will be a general conversation, but I was reading an article earlier this week, and it was talking about the early onset of puberty and how that is how researchers are scrambling to figure out why and what's happening and adjust to that. And as part of this, they were talking about rites of passage that youth are now having to go through earlier. And for men, one of those being, how young is too young to shave? Of course, we see men getting facial hair at a younger age, but not necessarily having that cognitive maturity to give them a razor. So I guess it was highlighting that there are 10-year-olds out there now who are shaving, and to me, that seems young.
I agree. I think I started shaving when I was about 13, and I used an electric razor, which that's a whole different story, but really uncomfortable shaves, and I really didn't enjoy it, but we'll talk about that in another show. As for having the responsibility of holding a blade, maybe a cartridge, it would be safer, but I'm not sure if a 10-year-old would be able to shave himself without any risk.
And even then, I feel like at 10 years old, every shave is going to require parental supervision or oversight in some way. I mean, that just seems young to me.
Very young, and it will. I mean, if they're shaving every morning, if they have 5 o'clock shadows, which I highly doubt, maybe a little peach fuzz, it is something to where it takes practice even for an adult, and for a young kid to shave themselves on their own, it definitely doesn't sound like a good idea.
Again, we want to know what our listeners think. Let us know your comments, your thoughts, Twitter, email, comments on the website. Let us know. How young do you think is too young to start wet shaving? That's what we want to know. It's the holiday season, Joe. What does that mean for buying?
It's time to give the gift of traditional shave.
And here's how I want to do this. This also isn't in the show notes because this is going to be a very off-the-cuff thing. I want to know, Joe, if you had to go, and we'll do one of these each episode up until Christmas, one item, a brush. Joe, if you had to go buy somebody a brush today and you were going to give it to them for Christmas to help introduce them to wet shaving, what would the brush be?
Wow. That's a tough one. There's so many good brushes out there.
We're thinking person who's never shaved before, never wet shaved before. You're trying to get them interested. Let's go with that. That's how this gift guide is going to work. And then in the last episode before Christmas, we'll post our top 6 recommendations, 2 brushes, 2 razors, 2 soaps. We'll post those on the website. But think of this kind of like as you're giving a gift of the wet shave to somebody who's never wet shaved before.
I would probably go with, well, a synthetic brush of some sort, mainly because it won't smell like a wet dog when they're using it at first, and it might turn them off if they've never wet shaved. But I'm a big fan of Plasamba brushes. You know, Arts of Shaving makes great brushes. Anything I could probably buy, maybe brick and mortar if it was last minute, but if I was buying online, you know, I'd do a lot of research on that.
And you know, I wonder if the L'Occitane Plasson is coming back this year. Speaking of brick and mortar, that might be a good... Would that be your option if you could find it in a brick and mortar?
I used to have a few stores in the mall. Used to carry a couple of them down in Miami that I knew of. I'm not sure if they're still there. There was even a place that sold Simpson brushes down there. But...
Well, mine, I can tell you off the top of my head, my go-to value brush, and a lot of people are probably going to turn their nose up at this, I am a huge fan of the Omega S series. It's also a synthetic, but I love Omega S brushes. The S10048, mm-hmm. I think. No, not that one. It's in the bathroom. I'd have to go look at it. It's a smaller loft. It has the curved handle. It's the S brush. I think a synthetic bore is perhaps the best, and I know this is going to, a lot of people are going to argue this, but I think a synthetic bore is the best entry into a brush. I just think for the price, under $10, you get a good backbone. It's a little scritchy sometimes, but maybe that's good for exfoliating. Maybe they like to exfoliate. I don't know.
Currently, I'm using a synthetic brush made by Anthony McKenzie over there at AMAC Brushes on
oof.
No, that's not a value brush. Well, it was given to me as a gift, and it's just an excellent brush.
It's a pretty brush.
Yeah, he makes some really nice brushes, and I'm using it. He's a good friend of mine, member of the South Florida Wet Shavers, so I see him quite often. And I'm just using that Sunrise knot that he makes, and it's just unbelievable. I've been using that for a while.
Well, again, we're going to go back to the readers. What do you think? What would be your gift-giving brush? Say you have somebody, a friend, a family member who has never wet shaved before. You want to give them a brush. What would it be? Let us know in the comments, Twitter, or email. We want to hear from you, and we'll talk about that again in the next episode. And now, before we get to our interview, which, Joe, we have a wonderful interview coming up that Joe has actually set up, and I'm very excited for this. Let's talk about, Joe, we have a giveaway this week, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, earlier we talked about the semantics between a wet shave and a traditional shave, and this is where I want to kind of bring that back together, because there was a period of time where I wet shaved, and I now traditional shave. So I personally have made that transition from using a cartridge into using a traditional method of shaving. Today's giveaway, or this week's giveaway, comes to us from a company that has kind of grown very popular in the ranks of the direct deliver cartridge company, but there's a specific reason we went with them this week. Joe, who are we getting a giveaway from?
It's from Harry's, actually.
Now, before the torch and pitchforks come marching to my doorstep, let me explain to you why we reached out to Harry's. Joe, have you ever used a Harry's product before?
I have not.
Have you ever looked at their website?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Now, we actually have coming to us, Joe and I each have a review product that we will be giving our impressions on. It hasn't arrived yet, neither has the giveaway item. They should be here, if not today, sometime tomorrow. Harry's delivers cartridges direct to your doorstep, but they do so at a very cheap price. What we're giving away is not a cartridge. It is actually their very nicely done travel kit. It's a beautiful DOP kit. If you go to the website and look at it, it's made of an Italian... It's made in Italy, if I'm not mistaken. The entire product is, I believe, made in Italy. The fabric is a cotton nylon blend, and it's a beautiful little DOP kit, beautiful little travel kit for you to stick all your stuff in when you're on the go. The reason I wanted to contact Harry's and reach out to them is because if you look at the big players, Dollar Shave Club has repackaged Dorcos, and then Gillette has a mail order program that I don't understand the benefits of because I haven't really read too much on it. But what Harry's does is you can get 16 cartridges for $25. So that comes out to $1.50 per cartridge. And they actually purchased Fine Technic. It is a blade manufacturing company in Germany. So they control the whole process. But that's not the only reason I like them. Joe, have you read on at all on Harry's social giveaways and social pragmatism, so to speak?
Yes, I brushed up on it.
Harry's gives 1% of their profits and 1% of their time. It's in their company charter. They give that away to company or to organizations throughout the United States and in New York in specific, where they help the underprivileged. And I don't think I see Gillette doing something like that. Gillette does have several outreach programs, but it's certainly not in their company charter. And I have never heard of Dollar Shave Club doing something similar. So if you are a wet shaver who does use cartridges from time to time, head over to harrys.com, take a look at their products, and use the code WSN. That's $5 off your first order. So if you look at this travel kit and you decide you want one, $20, WSN. And I believe anything over $10 is free shipping. I'd have to go look at the website again, but I believe anything over $10 is free shipping. So that's a $25 travel kit for $20 with free shipping, and you can't beat that. They also have a really good face wash. If you're looking for a face scrub, they have a great face scrub over there.
Yeah, their products are getting very good reviews. I'm really looking forward to seeing that DOP kit. It looks like it look awesome, just high quality, everything, great read-ups. Really looking forward to seeing it.
And I really wanted to, again, I hope the torch and pitchforks don't come my way for getting a giveaway and kind of supporting Harry's. But it is important to know that there are cartridge shavers out there in our community. There are people who hybrid shave, and that is perfectly okay and 100% acceptable. But I think Harry's delivers the best experience for the price. And I also think that Harry's has a wonderful social outreach program that you just don't see any company doing. And it's totally worth it to go check them out. Specifically with the discount code WSN, Wet Shaving News, WSN, $5 off your first order. So can't beat that.
Awesome.
All right. And now it's onward to our interview. Hey guys, it's Andrew. Quick intervention here. While I was mixing and rendering this podcast, I had a slight computer glitch here. So the very start of the interview here has been chopped off and I lost that data. But the rest of the interview is still here. So sorry about the bad edit. I'm going to go now. Okay, here's the interview. Bye.
With Jared, the owner-operator from the Superior Shave located in Jacksonville, Florida. A longtime internet shop, Jared recently opened a brick-and-mortar storefront to better showcase his products and provide a valuable service to the local community. So without further delay, here we go. Welcome to the Wet Shaving News podcast, Jared. We are delighted to have you on the show today.
Thanks, y'all. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. So, Jared, what exactly got you into wet shaving?
I took my first trip to Europe the year after I graduated high school, 1992, and I went to London, and they have a street where there's just a bunch of shaving shops that are all, you know, 50 foot deep and 8 foot wide and all the stuff on a glass case on one side again and again and again, or they did back then. I don't know if it's still there, but I just found it fascinating as soon as I saw it. It was, you know, I had been shaving since I was 15, so 3 or 4 years, and to see that there was any other way to do it except with a can of goo and a cartridge razor, it was, you know, it was like going to the moon for the first time or something. So I bought a Wee Scott, and I bought a no-name French hard soap, like something that's as hard as a brick and 2 inches across and an inch deep, and that thing probably lasted me for 4 years. And then it was quite a while before I saw more regular wet shaving things, and you know, maybe another 10 to 15 years went by before they became something that you could find in the United States. This was before the internet, of course.
Well, how did that go? How did that go from seeing all this stuff in this London shop? How did that inspire you or influence you to want to start your own business here in the U.S.?
It didn't really per se. That just got me off of using anything except a brush and a soap to make a lather. So that transferred me to, I guess, what you call wet shaving. And then after I graduated college, I became a professional retail writer in New York City, and I worked at a large camera store's website for 10 years. So doing that, I sort of cut my teeth as a professional retail writer. I got tired of living in New York City. I wanted a little bit more space. I had grown up from middle school until the end of college in Florida, so I moved back to Florida so that I could own a house without being able to touch my neighbors from the other window. And then just to try my own hand at a business rather than working for somebody else. So it really was just a combination. I had already been doing all the wet shaving things at that point for 9 or 10 years, and I just didn't want to work for somebody else, and I wanted to take my favorite thing to be a hobbyist about and make it a profession.
Wow, I mean, you've been wet shaving since 1992. That's amazing. That's awesome. You make me look like a rookie.
I didn't convert to the safety razor until 05 or 06, and I had collected straight razors since I was in high school. I had a teacher in the shop class that loved Arkansas stones, and that guy got me a few straight razors, and I used to like sharpening them, but I didn't actually take one to my face until 2007, I think.
So other than him, did you have any other influences or mentors, anybody else who kind of guided you or steered you?
When I worked at the camera store in New York, there was this crazy fellow that mans the binoculars counter, and he absolutely insisted that I try a safety razor, a Mercure safety razor that he bought and just gave it to me and forced his dogma down my throat. This was 2005. So I had been a wet shaving guy before, but I didn't try the double edge, and it was because of him telling me how good it was and his face looking better than mine that I finally tried it. So maybe he's listening to this podcast and getting a chuckle.
So Jared, my main question for you, and I've been following you and I've been a customer of yours for a few years now, is your honing process. You're known for your honing process with the Belgium caudicle. Do you have any advice or tips you can give our viewers on mastering these stones?
The hardest thing to figure out is how hard to press down for each piece. You know, when you have a different rock or a different blade, there is a different magical quantity of X of how much pressure that the blade and stone want to feel good together. You know, you can write down how many laps and all these things that people read about on the internet, but I don't think unless you can master the delicate nuance of the feeling of the pressure that makes that particular combination of the blade and stone happy, that you're not going to get the most out of your caudicle that you could. But I can't really tell you why I'm good at figuring out what that is. To me, it's just like you're a violinist and you're playing one note and you're just trying to find what the one note sounds like. And then when you find the sound of that one note, you just keep doing it again and again. And then at some point, the razor will suddenly feel different. It'll either get really sticky on the stone or in most cases, it just gets real slippery. But that's really what I do when we get a factory razor. I don't intentionally dull it, but when we hone for hire here, I very gently, intentionally dull the front of the blade on glass so that I can be sure that the shape of the bevel is related to the stone that's actually below the blade. And I only work with the one stone at a time. So, you know, it might be flat, but your razor and your blade will be related to each other in the shape of the bevel. And the best thing to do to me is to just gently dull it ever so slightly by bread knifing it on something until it wouldn't cut arm hair. And then I start by doing half strokes without flipping from one side of the blade. So I just go back and forth without flipping until it sounds like it might cut arm hair. And then I pull it off and see if it will just gently cut arm hair. If it does, then I feel like it's got a little burr that's been lifted up away from the stone. So then I flip it over and do what I would consider an equal quantity of half strokes on the other side. And then I see if it's going to do the arm hair. At that point, it should be really cutting the arm hair well. And then you can just go back and forth with laps on plain water until you run out of patience. To me, that's about as foolproof as it's going to get. But again, you know, you have to listen to the subtle clues. Watching the way the water moves ahead of the blade, listening to the sound and feeling the tremors in your fingers. These sort of things, it just takes experience, and then at some point you'll hopefully feel like you know what this particular blade and stone wants. It would help if you work on one blade and one stone for a while you're learning.
So I have to ask, it sounds like you're a straight razor fan. What is your choice for a razor brush and soap? What's your magic combination when you shave?
I have a lot of straight razors. Much is dependent upon how good you did the edge and how good you prepared the lather and all that. But if I could only have one straight razor, I have a Thiers Assard from the early to mid 2000s that's just a little bit thinner than all the rest of my razors. And that is, to me, the concavity of the grind, how quickly it can get skinny and how much it can flex at the end of the razor, is the holy grail of razor chasing for me. So I don't really find safety razors that can get me to that level, like the really best day of a straight razor. And yeah, the consistently best razor I have would be that Thiers Assard razor. I think it's called Avid Sonant Extra, so it's just the bare bones entry level 5/8 one, but whatever they did on that day, they just grinded it way for thin and it really flexes really well. These Swedish razors that came from after World War I and before World War II that have the frame and just a little piece of metal coming out of them, those things are crazy thin too. As far as soaps and brushes, my favorite brush is Simpson's Classic Number 1, and my favorite soap is this German soap that we sell called Zartgefühl Ziegenbart. It's goat's milk, or goat's beard, I should say. It makes a lather that is very runny and not very frothy or stable or cushioning, but it's the way that the moisture works that just sort of squeegees the whiskers off your face.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds fantastic.
Nice. So, Jared, another question I have for you. I noticed on your site and Facebook that you've been to the production plants of Dovo and Ardren. What could you tell us about your experience there?
It was a wonderful trip. Initially, we've been to Germany a few times looking for various things, but we went to Dovo to design our own razor. So they let me go. They showed me around for about an hour and showed me all the different processes. They everything you're seeing in the finished product, it's all done by hand. They don't have anything that does a computer at all. It's just various hand processes, and they have back then, I would say they had close to 20 people that were involved with touching the straight razor, like 12 to 15 that were what they call the master grinders, and then another five or so that do a little bit more simple tasks. But they shuffle up their jobs. They teach them all how to do the various jobs, and then they have them working on a different thing in the morning and then a different thing after lunch. And tomorrow they work on a different process so that they don't get bored. But you know, it was kind of like being on a Borg ship. They're all just locked in on what they're doing, and you're getting to walk around, and it's like they're looking right through you, and you get to put your face right up to what they're doing, take pictures. It was a delight. I got to go to where they have the scale blanks and figure out which piece of wood we wanted, and then they showed me all the various rough drafts of a razor, and we picked our razor, and it was great while it lasted. They have too much of a backlog now, and they can't do anything custom, but we had maybe 600 pieces or something over the course of 3 or 4 years. And far as Ardennes, the caudical people, I was shocked how much soil they have to move out of the way to get to the stone that matters. And then when they get to the stone that matters, what a small percentage of the actual stone that they pull out of the ground it is. If you ever went there and saw how much things they have to move around with the backhoe and how much pieces of rock they have to take and put into the back of a trailer, drag down the mountain for three miles, and then take it to their little flattening device just to get the sliver. I mean, it has to be a ratio of 1,000 to 1, the pay dirt versus the other dirt.
Wow.
But they don't. When I went there, they had bought land that had been used as early as the early part of the 20th century, and it was just like an open slab. You know, the topsoil is probably 20 stories, and then there's 15 to 20 stories up and down of solid blue rock with the little yellow slivers that are valuable. And then when they get to the bottom of that, they had moved to the right a couple hundred meters so that they could start on another chunk of topsoil. And they had just started that, and they're probably all the way through that or close to it. And then they showed they weren't doing it at the time, but now they've gotten into it for a year and a half or so. The family that owns it, they bought a vertical mine shaft. So somewhere else in the early part of the 20th century, miners had dug a hole straight down about 100 feet, and then at the bottom of that hole, they know that there's caudical to the left and right, and there's nobody that has claim to the land to the left and right. So they just start slightly below the caudical and just go up, you know, 2 or 3 degrees vertical, going to the left and right. As long as they want, they can dig. And that's where they dig now, I think.
Well, Jared, thank you so much for coming onto the show. We have to wrap it up, unfortunately, but I do want to ask, do you have any future plans for your company, for the Superior Shave?
Sure. Next year we're going to have a lot more double-edged blades. We didn't really focus on the website for that because we do better on things that we can individually photograph, and you really can't do that with a blade. But in the store, we need more. We're going to have that. We're going to have a few more various European-made soaps and creams that are foreign to the United States, small brands from Italy, Austria, Germany, that sort of thing.
Excellent. That sounds fantastic.
Yes, I'm excited. Really, this is amazing.
Well, Jared, where can our listeners find you and your store at if they're looking to learn more about the products you offer?
Well, the website is thesuperiorshave.com, and we have a retail brick-and-mortar store. It's at the corner of Atlantic Boulevard and San Pablo Road in Jacksonville, Florida, 13474 Atlantic Boulevard, Suite 108. We're next to a Walmart neighborhood market.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful drive for me. I'll probably have to make one of these weekends. I have no free time right now, but come spring, I might have to make a trip up to Jacksonville. Jared from the Superior Shave, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Our thanks goes out again to Jared from the Superior Shave for coming on the show with us. Jared, we really appreciate it. Thanks for spending some time with us. Make sure you check out his website at thesuperiorshave.com. And also don't forget to check out our giveaway this week, courtesy of Harry's Razors. And again, for those of you who hybrid shave or who have a spouse who uses a cartridge, check out their website, harrys.com. Use the promo code WSN for $5 off your first order, and everything over $10 ships for free, too. So don't worry about spending a lot on shipping. My wife actually uses Harry's cartridges when she's not using her DE set, which in her case tends to be more often than not these days because she's so busy with school and work. So if you have a spouse who's still using cartridges, check them out. I mean, for $1.50 a cartridge, and they own the product, they own the quality control, and they have a great community ethic, you can't beat that. They're founded by the same people who founded Warby Parker, so if you ever have bought glasses from Warby Parker, they are the same company. Well, owned by founded by very similar people. So check out harrys.com. And for the giveaway of the travel kit, make sure you visit the show notes at sharpologist.com. That's where we'll have the link to the SurveyMonkey for the giveaway. Now, this is also going to change a little bit. Our giveaway is going to end on Sunday night now. Only 5 days for the giveaway entry. The reason for this is we will announce formally in a mini episode on Wednesday, 1 week from today of this posting, we will announce the winner on sharpologist.com in a little mini-sode. So to do that, we need to close the giveaway a little earlier. So our interviews will now close, our giveaways will close now 5 days from the day they open. So make sure you visit sharpologist.com, click the link in the show notes, and go to SurveyMonkey and enter to win the little travel kit. I actually got them today in the process of editing this, and I'm looking at my review travel kit right now, and I have to say I really like the design of this. It's very modern, very chic, and it's not too big, it's not too small, it's just right. It is my Goldilocks bag, at least for me. Might not be for you, but for me it is. So again, SurveyMonkey at sharpologist.com, WSN, the discount code for Harry's, $5 off your first order. And as always, thank you very much to Mark at sharpologist.com, our host. Everything you need to know about wet shaving and men's grooming, check them out. Mark recently posted his holiday gift giving guide, so check that out if you're looking to give somebody a special Christmas gift of wet shaving. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 1 week. I hope you guys have a shave-worthy week. Bye-bye.